restrained. The wrist, the flick of it, I move my hips, he sways with me. Can you ignore the pain, a vestige of our yesterday? I'll always find a way, don't worry about it, babe.
I really don't know where we are. I think we lost the signal.
I thought that the thing that you had, it worked. What happened?
No, I don't know.
No, don't say that.
Please.
What was that noise?
Oh, if you're listening to this, please tune into WONY 90.9 FM.
Oh my God!
Please. No!
It's fun to go fast while skiing or snowboarding, but it also increases the risk of injury, both to yourself and others. The National Ski Patrol wants to remind you to learn and know your responsibility code, located on every trail map. The code is the 7 common sense rules to keep you safe on the slopes, including always ski or snowboard in control. Respect other skiers and boarders on the hill, and people ahead of you have the right of way, so it's up to you to avoid them. So give everyone plenty of room. This message is brought to you by the National Ski Patrol, which encourages you to be snow smart and play it safe. Learn more at nsp.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back and hope you had a restful break. Here's some things to look forward to this week. On Monday, October 20th, join the Health and Wellness Center for Coffee with the Counseling Center. This will be happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Hunt Union by the reception desk. Also happening on Monday, join Activities Council for their seasonal arts and crafts event. This will be happening from 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. in the International Lounge. On Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m., join SUNY Oneonta for a transfer talk roundtable conversation. This will be happening in the Welcome Center from 12 to 1 p.m. Lastly, on Tuesday, join Activities Council for a round of Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, join SUNY Oneonta's Counseling Health and Wellness Center for a Medication Take Back Day. This will be happening from 1 to 4 p.m. in the Fitz Lobby. Also happening on Wednesday, join the Global Education Office for Study Abroad Edition Trivia. This will be happening from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. in the Butternut Valley Room of Hunt Union. Also happening on Thursday, join Film Club for their showing of Corpse Bride. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. Hope to see you there. On Friday, join WONY for our event Hollow WONY, featuring live bands like Coleslaw, The Witch, and Buffalo Joe and the Hobos. Costumes are encouraged. This will be happening from 6 to 9 p.m. on Friday in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Saturday, join Club Odyssey for the return of Spooky Skate Jam. This will be happening from 1 to 9 p.m. on Water Street. Also happening on Saturday, join the GSA for Drag Ball. This will be happening from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. in the ballroom. Lastly, on Sunday, join the Activities Council for a Halloween decorating party. This will be happening from 6 to 9 p.m. in Hunt Union. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great week, everyone, and keep it locked.
Boo. It's Halloweekend. Oh, ho, ho. I'm so excited. And this is Airbud. This is a special episode, of Airbud, where there's someone else in the studio with me. By the way, Spooky Skate Jam. Look, we've talked about this on Airbud before. The weekly update is updated on Mondays. So when you listen to Airbud on Sunday, it's like, wait, didn't that already happen? Because it did. And I figured this out like 4 weeks ago, and it took me like a little bit too long because I don't go to campus events. So like, I didn't know if it was, you know, you get what I mean. But Spooky Skate Gym was great. I saw a lot of my friends. Saw, if you know Max the Melonhead, shout out to Max the Melonhead. It was a great time. Yeah, but I have a guest in here because this is a special episode edition of Airbud. So Car Seat Headrest has an album called Twin Fantasy, and there are two versions of that album, one from 2011 and one from 2018. They have minor differences, but the songs are re-recorded and they sound completely different. And we're going to have a little debate about which is better. And it's interesting because, you know, I would never do something like this. I don't really have friends. I have Leo. Hey, Leo. Hey, Leo. But I don't have friends, guys. It's really just me, Leo, Nady, you know, the guys. But it's almost like the guest came out of nowhere. If you've been tuned into Airbud, there's been this lady named Marge or Margaret or something, and she keeps calling me and saying, hey, I like your show. And it just so happened that as she was driving to Buffalo to watch a Bills game, she crashed her car while rubbernecking.
I was not rubbernecking.
And so if we could give a warm welcome to good old Margaret, who I will turn on right now. Can you say hello, Margaret?
Hello, I am here. I was not rubbernecking, but I did crash my car, so that is why I am stuck at Oneonta.
And it was so hard to hear over the phone. What's your actual name?
It's Mars, M-A-R-S. It's not Margaret.
Oh,
please stop calling me that.
Oh, welcome, Mars.
Thank you.
So this is gonna be a good one. Just remember, talk like pretty close to the mic.
Okay, I'm over here.
But like enough where you can like open your mouth like this and get all the vowels out. The vowels.
The vowels are coming out.
And I sound good over there, right?
You sound great.
I sound crispy. So here's how we're gonna do it. Originally, there was going to be a mediator as well to sort of, people say you can't win a debate. It's just a debate. No, you can win a debate. Okay. So there was going to be a mediator who was going to be like say who won the debate, right?
Because she has her equal opinions about these albums, or this one album, I guess, and their two versions. So she would have been able to, I mean, it still would have been pretty biased, I think. But she bailed. She flaked out on us. That's why it's just me here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're gonna, when needed, we'll play snippets, but for the most part, we're just going to be talking. It's currently 8:07 p.m., so we got time. We got time. On my computer here, I have Treacherous by Laserdim 700 loaded up. No. We're listening to Car Seat Headrest today. But we're going to go track by track. If a track doesn't need to be talked about, if we just agree on which one is better, then we'll skip it.
I think that's fine.
But the fun part of this is that the album has an even number of songs. So if we go 5 for 5 or 4 and 4 and we decide on draws, nah, we gotta pick one, right?
Yeah.
We have to pick one.
Right. I think we definitely
If we go 5 and 5, then everybody's a winner. And I don't like that. I don't like participation trophies, so I'll be trying my hardest to win this debate.
Okay.
To just win.
I'll be doing the same.
Wait, can you talk?
Yes, I'm talking.
Okay, so we are at the same. I was just checking mic levels, make sure that we're the same over here. All right, so the intro to the album is called My Boy. And So I'm over in my corner. Am I rooting for the new one or the old one?
You're rooting for the new one.
I'm rooting for the new one?
Yes, I thought you knew that. I've been on the mirror to mirror for a minute
now. Oh, because we're about to start talking about my boy, and I kind of like the old version better.
I know whatever, you do, but that's what I'm saying. You know, do we agree?
So we know everything now.
Yes.
You're like Zorhan Mamdani.
Oh. Hey, I think he is an amazing choice for New York. I love New York. I'm the biggest New York fan ever.
And then it cuts and it goes, and vote for Curtis Sweela on November 4th. I don't live in New York City. I can't vote. I can't vote on that, right?
No, you can't vote.
Okay, I can't vote on that. But Curtis makes funnier reels. So that's who
I
like.
Yeah, honestly, all Joe cares about is like what gets put onto Instagram reels. That's not good, I don't think. But I mean, it's definitely something.
All right. So, like I said, intro is right. Called My Boy.
So
what does the old version have rooting for it over the new one?
Honestly, I feel like personally I would... Okay, actually no, I'm supposed to be rooting for the old one. I think the old one, it's like... It
Should
starts,
we switch?
Switch? No, I don't want to switch because I still feel strongly about mirror to mirror and I want to stand by that. But...
We're flipped for this one.
Yeah, we are kind of flipped for this one because I do feel stronger about face-to-face. Face-to-face is 2018, mirror-to-mirror is 2011 for the sheeple who don't know.
I'm going to call it the old one and the new one.
Whatever, the old one and the new one.
Because, I'm Mars, I love syllables, mirror-to-mirror, face-to-face.
Okay. it's just what they're called. But I think it's okay. No, we could have, like, flip-floppy opinions as well.
It's not good to play both sides.
I just really like the way that he remade it, honestly, on the new one. It just sounds a lot more passionate, I think.
Since I'm going for the new one, I'll have to agree with that.
But if you're switching back up?
Well, I'm trying to win.
Okay.
I'm trying to win.
I didn't know it was genuinely so competitive. I mean, but it's the winner get it. Who's the mediator also? Because it doesn't really seem like we have...
Okay, that's better. Oopsie. Gotta turn it. We were getting heated already.
We're always heated.
All right. The new one. You can hear the fizz of the mic, and it's like, I don't know, and then it you can hear, look, this is like, I'll get this out of the way right now. The reason that I like the old version, mostly, because I like everything else on the new version.
Do you want to switch?
I don't want to switch.
Okay.
Because the only thing, I get very autistic about this type of stuff. But
me too,
On the old version... You can clearly hear that he's looping the drums. And that's my favorite part of, I think, both of the albums combined. Is that
you can
hear that he's looping the drums. You can hear that it's a four loop on Bodies. You can hear that it's a two loop on My Boy. I like that. All right. And I like Famous Prophets a lot on that one. But I like the new one better. So whatever. So you talk about My Boy on the old one. I'll talk about it on the new one. Do we need to play it?
I think you should play a little bit of it. Play the old one.
I'll play the old one to show what I'm talking
about.
Yeah. Because it's fizzy.
Because I think that's a really good example of how good it is.
All right, let me just... Why did it do that? Hello? Oh, aha. See, despite being so young, I still don't know how computers work. This is the real song. Oopsie.
My boy, we don't see each other.
Yeah. So I'm gonna cut it there. We're gonna try and just play some snippets. I'm not gonna play whole songs because the songs get long on this one.
It's a very long album. None of the songs are really under like 3 minutes. So
if we go outside the songs for a sec, my version's longer. New version is longer. So there's more to love. So
I like your point about that. But I don't know. Like, there's just so much, like, soul in the first album, and I really relate to it because of how young he was when he first wrote it. Like, he was very young. He was, like, 17 or 18. And it just, I like the look into the young, horrible teenage mind, and it's like looking into a mirror. Like, that's why I love this album so much. I love Mirror to Mirror because it is just looking into a mirror. It's very reflective. Like, growing up and, like, being gay and just, like, having those kinds of, like, experiences. I mean, it just really seems like a kind of album where it's like, wow. Like, he really gets it. And, I mean, I think the new one definitely reflects that, too, but it just feels so much more raw in the first one. Like, it's very fresh, you know?
maybe. I'm going to take the inverse of that and say, I think my straightness just makes me feel like, hey, I wish the music sounded good.
Okay, I think we're getting a little off topic, but do you want to move on to the
new one?
Best song ever?
Okay. I'll give you this point because I like the old one.
Thank you.
And I was going to say, you could hear the frequency of him doing the sticks is the same every time. Like, it's so clear, which I don't mind. I like it. For the new one, though, he comes in with this little, and I like that. He sounds like a sheep. Whatever. It's already 8:16, so let's keep going. I told you this is gonna go by quick.
Yeah.
So we spent
up
a lot of time on My Boy, but I think we found our footing now.
Yeah.
And now we have the song that's 13 minutes long.
The best song ever. Okay, one of them. Because I could say a lot of those songs. I feel like there's like three of the best songs ever on this album.
It's something like that.
Yeah.
Well, what's your favorite song? Let's do that.
My favorite song on this album?
Yeah.
Bodies for each version as well, I'd think.
Bodies for each version.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I have two different ones.
Okay.
Oh, you know.
No, that's fine. I mean, like,
see, I don't like when people do this, but I'm the guy that does this.
That's
right?
Okay, dude.
For the new one, my favorite song is Famous Prophets.
Yeah. That is also, like,
do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
Wait. Do-do-do-do. It's so dumb. So dumb. But for the old one, I like, that's hard, but I might like Bodies on the old one better, too. It's a good song.
I have a lot to say about that one.
But Beach Life, let's focus on what matters, okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna go out on a big limb. All Car Seat Headrest fans can shoot me, but the most important part of that song is the climax in the middle. Like, 90% that and, like, 10% the other, like,
I,
11 minutes, like, of the song.
I almost fully... But it's not the most important part of the song, though. I think it all, like... I don't think that's... I could argue with you. I wouldn't say that's the most important part of the song, but I definitely think it's the glue of the song, even on both versions. But, okay, no, I have a lot to say about my version. I
don't like your version, and this is my problem with a lot of the older songs, is that, especially on Cute Thing, we'll get to that, he starts screaming. And then in Cute Thing, there's nothing to build up to, because he starts the song going, ah, la, la, you know, I'm not going to say the lyrics.
You're going to have to play the beginning of that one, because it's like... It's, yeah, but...
Because there's nothing to build up to, and he does the same thing on this song. It's the most important part is when he goes, do you have something against... You know, he builds up to it. And then the screaming comes in on the second part, which is maybe my favorite, like, 30 seconds on the whole album.
Yeah, that's really awesome that you feel that way. You want to play it?
Yeah.
Yeah, play it.
Screaming about being soulless.
Yes, do that. That is the best song.
I will play. It's going to get loud quick. I'm going to build up to it, but this is like so good. And this is for the new version. It's so much better on the new version.
Play the new version, please. Genuinely, mic. I'm taking your side on this. I love the new version of Beach Life. That is like top five car seat headrest like ever. Like, that's not debatable.
All right, let me play this.
I feel like this is turning into less of a debate and more of like a...
Well, I'm winning right now.
I know, because low-key, like, it's very hard because the way that he's perfected, like, I still think that certain songs on the old album, like, Bodies is perfect on the old album. Like, I could really get into that because the vocals, like, the lyrics, everything he does with that song, like... I think it's perfect into the 2018 version as well, but, like, it's just, it has something really extra special in the old one. But, like, to see Beach Life perfected in such a way on the new one is just, like, it kind of, it makes your soul, like, really happy. And, I don't know, I'd have a hard time debating against that one. Like, it's just, like, the lyric changes are, like... They're perfect. Like, they're exactly, like, what the song needed, I feel, and, like, the build-ups. And the drums at the end are really my favorite. The way that they speed up, like...
Exactly.
That is... Yeah. Yeah, that song's just really cool. Like, that was the song, specifically the 2018 version. I know I'm supposed to be rooting for 2011, but that song, when I listened to it for the first time, it changed my life, and it, like, was the thing that made me love Car Seat Headrest. Like,
you know what song changed my life?
Which one?
You ever heard Scampire by Babytron?
No,
Cut into her like a samurai. Grave digging, I'ma send him to the afterlife. Let's get it cracking, guy. I can see me winning from the jump. I'm a mastermind.
See,
he was barring out on that song. That song changed my life.
Okay.
So do I get a point for this?
Yeah.
Yay, we're 1-1.
Okay.
And we gotta move quickly. So the slow ones, or the short ones, I mean, Stop Smoking. Who wants it? Who wants it?
I think Stop Smoking should be 2011 just because it's, like, softer and nicer. Okay. I just feel like the 2018 is a little rougher. Like, it's just, I feel like 2011 is easier on the ears.
You can have that. I mean, like, it's still a minute 29 of music, but, like, it is...
Yeah, I mean...
It's the interlude.
Yeah, it's great either way, though.
Now we're 2-1, so now you're winning.
Cool,
which
thanks.
Isn't good. And now we get to...
You're gonna get your footing back, though. Like, you're gonna be fine.
Yeah, now we get to, see, everyone talks about, oh my god, the 3-track run. It's Sober to Death, NYI, and Bodies. Oh my god. No. See, even though I like
that's
these songs,
not the 3-track run
it's
album,
Cute Thing,
though.
High to Death, Famous Prophets is like bang, bang, bang. That's my 3-track run. But we're starting this one.
I'd say okay. Continue now.
Because honestly, if we had to, I'm saying Famous Prophets is my favorite on this, but like Cute Thing has become like one of, it's like in the echelon of like, I don't really associate it with anything. I just really like that like list of lyrics on
paper.
But okay, Sober to Death. This used to be my favorite song like ever.
This is the Car Seat Headrest song, I
think.
Feel.
I think it's better on this because he doesn't yap for as long.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't know. I might take your side for this one, too.
The old version, it sounds so good, but, like, I don't know. It's just, like, weirder.
It is. It's just...
It's just like... You could say it's like, oh, the structuring is so cool, but it's just structured worse.
Honest, it genuinely is, and I hate to say that, but, like, it is just the thing with him, like, going back and perfecting all these songs, and he did it. Like, he genuinely did do it in, like, the most perfect way, and I think Sober to Death is a really good example of that, specifically. Like,
you listen to the old one, and this goes for Nervous Young and Humans, too, as you listen to the old one, it's like... I understand liking, what do you want to call it, lo-fi, kind of like low-res, whatever. But when you've listened to the new one, like, enough to, like, I don't know, reach enlightenment with it, you realize that, like, both of those songs, especially Sober to Death, like, that song really needs clean playing. Even though the bad playing sounds so good.
It does. And can I also say, like, I think the bad playing and also the...
We're saying bad. It's just, like,
it's
low
not
quality.
Bad at all.
Low
it's,
quality.
Yes, exactly. And the low-quality vocals, too. I think that's what makes it even more charming. Like,
it's charming, but I feel like he had gold. And then he, like, polished it.
Yes, that's exactly how
shining.
I feel
the
about...
The new version shines. It shines. For both of those songs. Nervous Young and Humans also used to be my favorite on...
That song? Okay, I really, really, really love that song. You should play, like... You have to play some of it. For 2011, the interlude, at, like, the speech at the end is my... It's... I definitely like it more than 2018. I have it... On my
like
wall, like the Frank.
I don't like the Frankenstein.
Really, I love the Frankenstein one, dude. Like, I think that one, Nervous. That one's perfect. I love 2011 Nervous Young and Humans.
I feel a sense of endearment towards it. It's like, oh, he's talking about like galvanism. It's like a Frankenstein.
He's just
he probably really cared about that book. But in the new one, what is he? It's the one about
I'm a good person.
It's been a summer.
Yeah,
and I he was in Europe. And then he talks about Jesus at the end. I like that better because I feel like it's more applicable. Because talking about Frankenstein is one thing, but like I very much like music that like contains itself together. And
but,
Keep going. I'm trying to conserve all our time on like getting the meat of the songs, but. I like music that is either completely contained in itself or spread apart. That's why I like Scampire by Babytron, because Babytron will make a reference every single bar, and it's like, damn, he's really a human living on Earth. But if you're not going to do that, like, I don't know. It just, the first time I listened to this album, it was like, oh, he's talking about Frankenstein. Like, why?
But it's not
but
just...
I like it.
I really took that whole thing as, like, him realizing, like... he's maybe not as smart as he thinks he is either, and I really related to that, like, too. Like, it's just, like, it's a really relatable track, that whole end of it. It just feels like exactly how you felt when you were, like, a young, like, a teenager, too. It's just, like, really relatable, and I, like, it just, it cuts me so deeply in, like, such a personal way, and I stand by that track, and I do love it. More than anything.
I'm checking right now. What does he still say galvanistic on the new one, or did he change the word?
No, he says oof. Why am I blanking, dude?
Oh, he removed it.
Yeah, he removes it and says
the last four. That's crazy.
You never show me you're inhuman. Even and then in the first one he says you galvanistic young inhuman, but that's not a word, guys. Or well, galvanism is the concept, the scientific, you know, what he says.
Wait, what happened?
I really hope some nice Car Seat Headrest listeners are listening to this.
I'm gonna play a bit of the speech.
Of course.
I also don't like it because I tend to sort of like speeches in music, like when they start doing spoken word or talking or like whatever, any form of just talking. But he really carves it out here. Like, all right, I don't listen to Kendrick Lamar, but I have not listened to Kendrick Lamar in years. But I liked how rappers Kendrick especially would just put it in the middle. There would be some like talking in the middle of the song, which is reminiscent of like older rock tracks, older anything tracks, is like they would talk in the middle for some reason, which I like. But carving out the whole end of a song to be like, hey, blah, 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 it turns into word throw up a little bit.
Yeah.
And on the new one,
it's ultra word throw up.
It's almost like there's a rhythm to it, though, which I really like.
There totally is a rhythm to it, but I definitely, no offense to Toledo, but I skip that one more than I do the 2011 one, and maybe just because 2011 is shorter and sweeter, and
I can agree with that.
Yeah, Face to Face is definitely just like, it sounds better, I think. It's just like heavier and like longer and a lot. Because then the best song ever is next. So it's like,
I'm
right?
I'm going to play a bit of both real quick.
Sure.
I just compare that's like how he's talking. Because
yeah,
talks so much, like you can picture in your head what he's talking about, but it's the way he's talking that I think is the difference maker for me. So let me play that.
And that book is sort of an exploration of the theme of creating a character, of making up a person. So I use the term galvanistic to allude to that book as a sort of a symbol as how I like created you as a character. I'm pretending that I know a lot more about you than I actually do. And also to refer to...
Okay, sorry for the janky cut, but first one, he's purposely, obviously, like, it's music, he set it up, right? He's stumbling through his words, it's kind of like, I did this because I wanted to create you as a character, and it's kind of, him trying to make it sound so natural almost feels like it was kind of forced, and the second one, I guess he got better at doing that because it almost sounds like how when underground rappers put a movie clip at the end of their song and they put the same EQ that they put on their vocals onto the movie clip. That's what that's, it looks like he pasted dialogue from a movie.
Yeah, I like the way that you're saying that because I totally do know what you mean. But I also like how he purposely stumbles over his words in the first one. Like, the way that he's, like, I've, like, fallen in love. Like, the way that he does that, like, I don't know. It's just the charm about it. Like, just the fact that he's just, like, a stupid young teenager and that's what that album is about. Like, it's just, it's, like, I don't know. It's just, like, all the raw versions, and it just really shows, like, the spirit of the album itself, especially that song, like, in the end of it. Like, just, it's a really good summary of the way that he feels for, like, the whole thing. It's, like, the perfect song to have in the middle, basically, I think, at least. But I don't know. What's your, who do you think?
'Cause
we should talk about bodies.
I mean, hey, we hit 5, and it's only a little past 8:30, so we're doing good.
Yeah.
The
big ones are next, though.
The big ones are next.
It's all, like, the...
I'll say for... Let me... If you just happen to be listening, you don't know what we're talking about, let me put more context in. So this is track 5 out of 10, and this goes for both versions. Those first 4 are kind of like, what's going on? And this 5th is like, I feel like when you listen to it right through, this 5th song is kind of like an, oh, this is what's going on.
Yeah.
And then you get a whole speech, and then you get the 5, the big 5 that come after.
Yeah.
Like, even if you don't like them, or like you like the first half better than the second half is the big 5, whether you like it or not. Like, I don't really like High to Death that much, but like, that's the big 5, dude.
No,
like,
definitely.
You gotta respect it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bodies. This is, like, everyone knows this song, right?
Yeah, this is, like, all my friends' favorite songs. This is the song that like, reminds them of me, which I think is really sweet. Like, this is just, like, it's the car seat headrest favorite song of all time. Like, one of my favorite tweets is, like, first week listening to Car Seat Headrest, Bodies is my favorite song. 6 months listening, it's actually, it's track number 3 off of Will Toledo's Number 2. And then it's, like, a year into Car Seat Headrest, Bodies is the best track. Like, yeah. It just is, like.
It's, yeah, people talk about Bodies as, like, a pillar of songwriting, which I don't like treating music I like to, like, this is the craziest thing I've ever listened to sort of degree. Like, I feel like anytime I do that, I start to like it less. I did that with, if you know, I Didn't Mean to Haunt You by Quadeca. I called that album, I said it was written like scripture, and I said, like, this is, like, a modern Bible. And then I started to like it less because, like, when you put something to such a high degree like that, this is a complete tangent, but I feel like I start to notice every imperfection more and be like, well, why am I holding it to this standard if it's, like, dumb like this, dumb like this, dumb like this.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone should do that with, like, any sort of album, put it to such a high standard, because, yeah, like, you will just start noticing the flaws a lot more because you want it to keep living up to such a high standard, but exactly. It doesn't have to, though, like, no, but let's talk about Bodies. Bodies is perfect.
We agree both versions are great.
I want to talk about, like, you can go first, though. Like,
no, I what I wanted to do was, everyone knows this song, right?
I feel like, it's, like, Sober to Death and Bodies that, like, yeah, really everyone knows, like.
So, we're enlightened chuds, right?
Yeah.
most people are like, oh my god, I love Bodies by Car Seat Headrest. But we've heard this song how many times? I've probably heard
times it a million,
about,
like,
300.
Yes.
So
more.
Three favorite little things? You know, I like the little things.
Okay.
What are your three favorite little things? If you can think of three, because I have three.
I'm okay. You want to go first, so I can start thinking about my little things, like.
Yeah, my three favorite little things. I'll go for the new version, by the
way.
Yeah,
no,
this
duh. Because I'm staying on the 2011. I love that version.
I've talked to you about this before.
Yes.
I like when stuff drones. So on the new version.
I think this is actually why we wanted to have this debate, because we feel so strongly about these two versions. Yes, it's just this song that made us want to talk
about
this.
Because the start of the new one, the old one, I do like the repeating drums. It's boom, ta, boom, ta, boom, ta. Everyone's heard that. It's a classic beat.
Yes.
But the new one, they changed it, so there's, like, a synth or a, like, weird guitar going, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
And I can't, your mouth can't make that sound, which I like, because it's piercing. I could play it, but I'm not gonna. And then for other little things, I like how he slurs his words when he says, stealing alcohol from our parents and grandparents. That's a very well-said bar. And then, just the he put a lot more, I'm thinking of this backwards. The old version, there's a lot of vocal doubling where he's saying two different things at the same time, and one of them is a bit louder than the other, and he removed a lot of it on the new version.
Yeah.
But the new version, he, like, actually makes it sound like salad, because he made it louder, so they're almost at the same level, and it's just clashing vocals, which is nice.
And what I really, my favorite thing about the old version is the double vocals, the fact that you can hear the both, like, it's, oh, sorry, I just hit the mic. I just love, like, everything he says in that song. It's just perfect. I just really wish he still brought, like, the same lyrics into the new version. It, like, but I have absolutely no complaints about 2018 either.
Both great songs.
They're just both, like, perfect. Like, it's not even like he perfected the new one more than the other one. I just think he made another amazing version of it, and they're equally so great. Like, I love how when he, like, doubles the vocals at the end of the 2011 one, he doesn't say, like, the H word twice. Like, he just says, like, will get real messy and keep messing around. Like, I don't know. Like, that's just, like, one of my favorite little things about it. Like, just the way that he changes things up and, I don't know. The double vocals are definitely my favorite. That song is just, like, ugh.
Bodies is really, I do like the double vocals.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I like more on the new version. It's like a sweet treat.
It is, but they're not very noticeable, though. It's like...
it's like a sweet treat.
Of course, but I don't know. Like,
I'm just happen to be on this. If you don't believe me about the doubled vocals, go look up the lyrics and look at how many pairs of parentheses there are on the lyrics. There's so many parentheses because it's just said at the same time.
Hey, but also, some of the lyrics are messed up on Spotify because it's from the old song, actually. Did you know that? It's the, it might be because of that.
I'm on Google.
Oh, okay. Lyrics. Well, I know on Spotify, on the new version, it has the lyrics for
because this is a SoundCloud house.
The what?
This is a SoundCloud house.
I love SoundCloud, guys. I have SoundCloud Pro. I am also in the SoundCloud house. What?
Talking about the Evil S on here.
The Evil S is my favorite, too. So the Evil S is Spotify and the Good S is SoundCloud?
It's like the good devil and the bad devil. No, look up your lyrics on your show. On Genius.
They're not two devils, they're just two normal people. Ooh, these are the people that Bodies reference.
I'm on the Genius lyrics.
All right. Well, Genius, you know, it isn't very reliable either. It's 8:40. Should we keep going or?
Yeah. What was I gonna say?
I don't know.
Hey. Oh gosh. Wait. I lost it. What was I gonna say? I forget. It was something about like
about the lyrics.
The reason that I like the new. Oh, the reason I like the new one. Again, here's another. I'm slowly forming a gist. This is usually what I do when I talk.
Yeah.
Is I get to the gist, like, later.
We didn't really have time to, like, think of anything specific that we could say.
We know these.
Yeah, like, it's not really something that we have
no,
to, like.
I like the new one because all those climax moments, when they're so cleanly done, it, like, really does it. And I feel like that sounds pretentious, but this album is so good that it needs it. Like, the climax moment should be super clean. Like, on Bodies, like, the chorus is, like, I don't know, it just slides. The new album just slides. All right, Cute Thing.
No, I stand by that, too, though. Like, I agree. Cute Thing.
I love this song.
Yeah, this song.
The chord. There's a reference to Anna Ang on this song, which I've been listening to, my whole dorm has been subjected to They Might Be Giants from me and Leo, like, the whole week.
And it's been great. I have been so happy with it.
You know, they call me Dr. Worm.
They do. He's been singing that literally all day. Like, it's every
Dr.
single
Worm.
Thing.
Good morning, how are you? I'm Dr. Worm. I'm interested in things. I love that band. I'm interested in things.
Okay.
That was a great bar.
That's why
and
you
don't
love
forget,
this song.
In New York City, the roads are paved in diamonds, and there's just so much to see. But my favorite part about New York City is you and me.
All right. This is not Car Seat Headrest.
The other band that I like. Cute Thing is just like, I don't know. I had like a domain expansion to this song. It's just like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, it's very, look, we can't really talk about the lyrics on this one because it gets filthy.
Yes,
we'll use
does.
That word. It gets filthy, so we'll skip that. But I accidentally spoke his first name aloud, trying to make it fit in with the lyrics of Anna Ang.
Worked like a charm.
So his name must have been like Joe. It could have been Joe. Hey, Joe Ang. Was that his name?
Yes.
Probably not. Also, it's Anna, so it's two syllables. So it was like...
Kate Wirtz.
It was... His name was like Michael Sarah.
Like sure.
That. Maybe. I don't know. I've always
Guys, shout out to Kate Wirtz. Kate Wirtz is who almost every single Car Seat Hedera song is written about. She's a fantastic artist. Go follow her on everything. She makes a lot of the cover art. She made the Twin Fantasy art. She's really talented and awesome. Love her Twitter. She's cool. And yeah, she's is Will Toledo's ex-girlfriend.
Would it be Kate Wirtz?
What?
Because it's a he.
Well, that's kind of the whole thing. Yeah, that's kind of the whole thing as well. The guys, Will Toledo is not evil. It's kind of like a whole thing. It's crazy heterist.
Anytime I listen to this song, I'm like, well, he tried to make it fit in with the lyrics of Van Ang, and then I do that where I'm like, Michael, Sarah, and but it's a different name every time.
But it's fun to try to see what would fit. Okay, let's talk about why we like this song, because I have my opinions. I really like how heavily he goes into the dog motif in this song, saying, like, the woof woof is my, like, favorite part. I love how loudly he starts the song, too, compared to the new one.
I know,
you're shaking your head, and I know that's something you were going to feel strongly about, but I love how upbeat and happy the song is. But I do 2018 this 2018 cute thing is like besides Something Soon, that was the first Car Seat Hedera song that I listened to, so I really can't speak very badly about her. Like, that's what got me here today. So, but no, like, you know, talk yours.
We have 15 minutes.
Let's go quick.
That's not a lot. So let's go quick. All I'm going to say, I'm trying to, while you're talking, I've been like doing this and nodding my head, but now I'm in like, okay, forget what Mars is saying. I need to think of what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
So here's my gist. You said it sounds happy, right? And I feel like this album's really good at like, okay, this song's happy. This song, he's worried.
It
this
definitely song. Sounds like desperate, though. I don't think it's a very happy song. But it's more of like a begging sort of thing.
Speaking of duality and Twin Fantasy, a lot of these songs have very clearly two emotions. It's not like
in a way. 100%.
It's always like two. Like Bodies, he's like excited and worried at the same time.
Yeah, that's the perfect way to describe most of the songs.
And on this one, I feel like the older version, it's upbeat, so he's, like, happy because he's traveling and stuff, and he's also desperate. But on the new one, this is, like, the only song I feel that just really leans into, like, being desperate and, like, almost, like lonely. Like,
yeah,
he's like,
and like,
he's
really like gross about it, too. Like,
what's the word for being, like, lonely while you're surrounded by people?
I can't think of that word right now.
But the new one, just, like, I don't know. The whole thing about, like, the new one's so much cleaner, it pierces. The end, like, the whole song is kind of this, like, weird bramble. And then the end, he goes, I am love.
That's my favorite part, too. I knew you were going to get on that. Like,
oh. It's like you can see him, like,
That's so true, dude.
And hitting. It's just, like, wonderful. I don't know. It's wonderful. I've always loved this song, but I like it, especially now. My favorite part of the song, though, is...
Yes, you, because you really like the little dudes and all the Car Seat Hedera songs.
You can play that. It's so much better on the new one.
Oh, I could fully agree with you on that. 1,000,000%
Let's play that, because it's quick.
Play that, and I'll give you this point, honestly.
Yes.
Just because that's the song that got me into Twin Fantasy. But then let's like speed through. Honestly, You Get High to Death.
I'm not even going to argue.
I think 2018
because I want to talk about Famous Prophets.
We need to talk about Famous Prophets.
Okay, so we'll do that. And then I like Those Boys on the old
one. Those Boys 2011 is
better. You can just have that.
Yes, please. Because that is the better version. We've talked about that before like so many times too.
All right. So we're coming up on 10 minutes. Let me play this and we'll get into it.
Yeah.
It's also like really the only song to have a dedicated guitar solo, which I love. I love that solo. Wait, how does it go? It's like
almost.
It's like almost like that, but I like that solo a lot.
All right, Famous Prophets.
Famous Prophets.
How, wait, is there anything you want to say about High to Death? Like, I just...
No, I haven't listened to that song in a long time.
Really? I mean...
Let's wait. Let's count up the points, because this... Hold on. So, you got that one, and I got that one, so we're 1-1. And who got Stop Smoking?
Stop Smoking is 2018, I think.
Okay, so I get that one, and I get Sober to Death? Or do you get Sober? I don't care.
Who's winning?
Well, that's it. See, that's good.
We could leave it as a tiebreaker.
We could do that. I got Nervous Young and Humans, right? Or no? You got Bodies, right? Or did I get Bodies?
I don't remember.
We gotta tally up the points.
Dude, you take Bodies, I'll take Nervous Young and Humans.
And I get Cute Things, so you get Sober to Death. And then you get... So I have to win Famous Prophets to win.
Okay.
Okay. Or to tie.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay, yeah. This is good.
We don't walk out here tiebreaker.
No. Well, what are we going to do for the tiebreaker?
Rock, paper, scissors, say suit.
Yeah.
Oh, I won, guys.
Nothing happened yet, so we could wait. Okay.
No, forget it. I guess that's the thing. You can't win a debate.
But I think I know.
Wait, no, I'm in the lead. This was my...
Yeah, and I think you're going to stay in the lead, dude. Like, we both feel extremely strongly about this song for the same reasons.
You really can't win a debate. Man, I wanted to win. I hope you know. You ruined it.
I think you are winning is my point.
I wanted to win, okay, guys. Do you hear this, chat? Do you hear this at home, chat? I want to win. Whatever. Let's get into... This is, like, the best one, right?
Yes.
This is, like, the best one.
Yeah.
Because he starts the song going do do.
It's like,
I don't know. It's just like, how do you describe it?
Can we just talk about how awesome this song is on the 28-turn version? Like, Famous Prophets Stars is the best song ever. Famous Prophets Minds is amazing, but I'm just not on 2011 side today. I'm sorry on that
you
song.
You were supposed to be.
I know I'm supposed to be, but, like, there's no way I can be.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I have a question, Motherboard. You guys watch Cyber Chase?
Cyber Chase?
I just said Motherboard. Do you, like, understand what I'm talking about?
No.
Cyber Chase, and they talk to Motherboard, and they have to stop the hacker.
Oh, like, yeah. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Is the part... where he says, because I'm on Genius right now, is the part where he says, like, and it goes into your nostrils, and the thing about, like, the smoke, is that on the new one? Because I really like that part.
On the new? Wait, which part is that in?
It's on Famous Prophets. It's at, like, the fourth drop or whatever. I don't even know how that song works.
Which version? Do you, like, don't know, is what you're asking?
If that's on the new version, because it's on the old one. Where he goes, like, the smoke would fill your nostrils, and I forget what he says, but
I honestly don't think so. I feel like the new version is so engraved in my brain, like, that I listened to Minds the other day, like, the old one, and it's just, like, it'll never hit as hard as the middle of Stars. Like, when you get to the part when you descend into cliche, and he can fill back in that grave, and you hammer in that nail, and you know, it's just something, like, so, it's more than special. It feels magical. Like,
you know,
it's
those songs where every part is your favorite part?
Yes, that's this exactly how I would describe that song. Like, it's...
Because when he's talking, and he goes, I like that it's a lot of talking on this, like, almost. It's almost just talking.
It's, but it's not talking, it's passionately...
Yeah,
him saying, like, how he feels. It's perfect. You gotta play this. Like,
it,
you gotta
used
play
to kill
some.
Me hearing, like, stuck in one body, stuck in one mind. for the rest of your life. That's brutal, by the way.
It is.
He's black-pilled because that's brutal.
I was listening to that on my drive here, and it was, you know, it's rough, but... And then the other ones.
But I remember you. You had a body, you had hands and arms and legs and et cetera. That's one of my favorite bars as well. It also comes like right before that one. And if you have the lyric book for the old one, I do. Hey, shout out.
You know.
At the end of the old one, there's like another little talking part, right? Every time he says Lord, it's in all caps, which is, that's good. I like that.
There's just, there's a lot of little things on each version that, like, you could really, really, really appreciate every time. But, yeah, Stars just has, like, the most special, it's just perfect. Like, I think you should play, like, the middle of it. But, like, also, like, we gotta go back, like.
That part is self-explanatory.
No, but exactly, though. It's like...
I think...
I feel like there's a part of that song that anyone could, like...
Yeah.
Could relate to. Like, it's... The whole song is, like... It's just the human experience, and I feel like that's also a really amazing way to describe the album itself. Like, it's just everything and more that you could ever, like, need to, like, describe how you felt and how you are going to feel and how, like, you know? Like... How you're feeling right now?
I really like the bass.
Yeah, that's, I think, like, that's like number three parts about the song.
Do 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 do. Hold on. Do 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 do. Oh. Do do do. So
yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
It's, you have so to, tough.
Okay, you should play some of it. You should play.
This is about the end. We just need to play something off this. It's so good. Should I play a part with words?
Play
the intro? Or
play, like, so we send it to cliche.
I'll play, yeah, that's a good part. That's probably the best.
That's the best part.
That is the most polished thingy on this.
Because that same area on the original, just, like... It's amazing. It's just, it's not the same at all, and it'll never be the same, and yeah. Sorry, 2011. I am low-key bad at, I guess I didn't really take my side today that I was supposed to, like, at all, but it's kind of hard to when, like...
Yeah,
I don't know, when he does such an amazing job.
I'm trying to find the difference in, yeah, so... Famous Prophets on 2011 is 10 minutes long. 10 and a half.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Famous Prophets Stars is like 16 minutes.
He added 6 minutes to the song.
That's also one of my favorite things about it.
Almost like two halves of a verse added to it.
Yeah.
let me go to the cliche. He talks about the pain star on this one, too.
Exactly. Like, this is just, like, the All best right. song ever. Yeah, listen up.
So, to sort of wrap, we've decided that the new version is probably better.
Yes.
But it's only because this might be the best song ever made.
Yes, I genuinely think it's because...
the conclusion of the debate?
Yeah, Bodies and Famous Prophet Stars are just so strong. Specifically this song, it's just like... It makes the whole album. Like, my friend just listened to this for the first time, and she said, like, basically the same thing, just how special this song was when she listened to it for the first time.
Roll the stone.
Yeah.
I never liked that one anyway. I'll stare into the face.
Okay, so this was interesting.
It is that's facing you. And if the levee
first time having a guest on Airbud. Usually this is my den. But we had a guest.
When the mirror breaks, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Type.
Call it Black Star, call it Pain Star.
I'm getting distracted. Thank you for listening to Airbud. Thank you for listening to my Carson at Risk debate with
Thanks
Lawrence.
For having
you hear me? Am I talking
with
the music? I'm talking with it?
I could hear
both.
Oh,
that's so sick. I didn't know you could do that.
It's awesome.
But we are out of time. I could probably talk about this album, maybe even this song, for a couple more hours. Because, you know, just remember, you're stuck in one body, stuck in one mind, for this the rest
also
of
like
your
wasn't
life.
The part that I thought we were gonna play, but
I like the slower one.
Yeah, this was good to play as an outro.
You like the louder one?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
We still have differences.
Yeah, but this was perfect for outro. This is amazing. I'm so happy about this.
Thank you for coming on the show, Mars.
Thank you so much for having me.
We are actually on the last 15 seconds. So final words while I turn your mic.
Thanks for having me, guys. I had such a pleasure. I love Car Seat Headrest. Go listen.
Okay. Thank you. And thank you for listening, everybody. And have a wonderful rest of your Sunday.
Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Round about the records go, in the poison entrails go. A dash of indie, a sprinkle of pop, and the essence of rock and roll. Boil now in the charmed pot. Ah, I see my next ingredient has arrived. Hold on to your broomsticks as you're flying into WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Creep it locked.
For an ill child, a wish is so much more than a simple dream or an unattainable goal. A wish is hope. Hope for a better, beautiful future. Hope for a brighter tomorrow. A wish is strength. The strength to fight.